Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, and this is Perek Vav of the Book of Yechezkel. Like Perek Hey, it is a fairly short Perek with without significant conceptual difficulties. It's emotionally difficult to read and understand it and try to absorb its messages. Excuse me. But it won't take a significant amount of time to do it. It's just a question of absorbing it into our persons. So Pasuk Aleph Perek Vav begins with Vayidvar Hashem Elai Lemor. Hashem comes to Yechezkel and says, or Dvar Hashem comes to Yechezkel and it says, Ben Adam Simpanech El Harei Yisrael V'hinavei Alehem. Turn your face towards the mountains of Israel and give a nevuah to them. So I think that that Mikra points out that he's given the nevuah first to the people and now to the land. Question is that simply metaphorical or symbolic? Is that all that's going on and it doesn't carry more weight than that, or is there something about the land of Israel that's seen as having some kind of a reality to it? So that's a question that goes into your vision of Judaism and how you think Judaism works and how you think many issues around that work. So that's a complicated question, but something to keep in mind here and elsewhere. Do we think that the nevuah to the land is just a way of saying we're giving this nevuah to the people more, or do we think that there's something else to it? So now the Nebuchadnezzar goes, Ben Adam Pistim Menachal Yisrael, Al Har Yisrael Venevalehem, Ve'amarta, Harei Yisrael Shimu Dvar Hashem Elokim, Ko'amar Hashem Elokim Leharim, V'lagevaot, Lafikim, V'lageayot, Hinleni Mevi Alechem Cherev, V'ibadti Bamotechem. So Hashem says to the mountains and the hills, the streams and the valleys, a sword's coming, Mevi Alechem Cherev, V'ibadti Bamotechem, and I'm destroying your shrines. So going back to that original question that I raised, is Hashem in some way either blaming or informing the land of Israel that there is something wrong with these shrines and that therefore it bears some responsibility, some culpability for having had these shrines in its midst, and therefore the news that the shrines are going to be destroyed is relevant to Eretz Israel as much as Bnei Israel? Or in reverse, you could also say it the other way. You could say that, do we envision Eretz Israel as struggling under the weight of these terrible shrines, because they are, after all, Avodah Zarah, and therefore this is, in some sense, good news for Eretz Israel. So the Nevuah doesn't seem to sound like it's good news, but it's another possibility. Pasuk Dalet, V'nashamu mizbechotechem, V'nishberu chamenechem, V'hibalti halalechem, lifnei gilulechem. So all of the mizbechot will be wrecked, and the chamanim, which are these incense stands, these places to burn the incense, and there are going to be people being killed in front of lifnei gilulechem, in front of these vehicles of idol worship, in front of these. So gilulechem means these terrible things that you've done. So it's these places of idol worship and the things that that the Jews have done there. But Hashem is sort of ascribing it to the land itself. And atati b'gvivnei Yisrael lifnei gilulechem, and now it's their gilulim. I will put the corpses of the Jews before their gilulim, v'zeriti et atzmotechem, and I will spread their bones, scatter their bones, zvivot mizbechotechem, around your altar. So there's been a switch now. We started out talking to Harei Yisrael, to the land of Israel, and now in the middle, Hashem switches to speaking to the Jewish people directly. So, the Radak had said at the beginning of the Perek that it's because the Jews were worshipping these idols on these mountains and under every tree, so Hashem said to Yechezkel to have a nevuah for them, as if he's speaking to them, and to sort of connect the places where it's worshipped or the things that were worshipped to the Jews, the ones to do the worshipping. So that gets exactly the point that I've been trying to raise. Is it that they're being connected by Hashem, and Hashem is saying that the land of Israel bears some responsibility for that, or not? And then this switch raises that same question. Is the switch showing you that it was all a poetic, as it were, a poetic device to get the Jews to understand what's going on? Or are we saying that there's some real connection between the people and the land, and that the people having defiled the land, it's an easy jump from one to the other? Pasuk Vav, Bechol moshvotechem he'arim techaravna, in all of your places the cities will be destroyed, v'abamot tishamna, and the altars, the place where they worship will be desolate, will be devastated, لِمَعَنْ يَخَرْوُ وَيَشْمُوا مِزْبِخَوْتِهَمْ, so that they should be laid waste and bear their punishment. Right? Vyeshmu is, in the English here, bear their punishment. Others have just be devastated. The Targum has it as, will be destroyed. Because it's hard to understand how a Mizbeach can be devastated. Unless what I'm suggesting has some source in the Psukim here, and that what we're saying is to some extent, the land bears responsibility for this as well. V'nishperu, v'nishpertu, gidu lechem, and they'll be broken, and they'll stop existing. V'nigdu chamanechem, and the chamanim will be uprooted. V'nimchu ma'asechem, and all of your actions will be wiped away. All of these permanent forms of Avodah Zarah. V'nafal chalal betochechem v'itatem kinei Hashem, and as these bodies and as these corpses fall in your midst, you will know kinei Hashem. You will know that I am God. So this, you will know that I am God, is part of this general tradition that Hashem always says, starting from the Torah, going all the way through here, that one of the most certain ways for the name of Hashem to be known and to be understood is when Hashem punishes evildoers. And that's sort of what seems to be going on here, and that's what Hashem is saying, that you will know what's going on. I wanted to also just point out that the Ramban in Pasuk, the Ramban elsewhere is talking about, it's the Ramban on the Torah, on Dvarim Chavtet, Pasuk Yudchet. There it says, Lema'an Sefot HaRavah Tatzimeah. So Lema'an generally means, so that. So Ramban points out that so that doesn't necessarily mean a conscious intent. There the Torah is quoting somebody who will have a certain thought, which will then lead to. And Ramban says that's right. The word lema'an doesn't always mean so that in the sense that you think that that's what's going to happen. You're looking for that to happen. Sometimes lema'an just means so that in that, it means that in that doing that, you will produce this consequence. So here too, he points to this. Lema'an yechavu v'yeshmu. He's saying nobody is thinking that they're going to destroy the cities, the cities should get destroyed and the Bamot will be devastated so that they'd be destroyed and etc. But it is a necessary consequence of it. So what Hashem is saying here is that the destruction then will sort of be a series of things that will happen, and they're not being intended with all the consequences that they have, but they're going to lead to those kinds of results anyway. So that's, I think, always an interesting thing to pay attention to. The question of what consequences follow necessarily, even if you didn't mean them, and how does that come about, and what lessons should that teach you? Pasuk Chet v'hotarti biyot lachem pleitei cherev bagoyim b'hizaroteichem ba'aratzot. So Hashem says, I'm going to leave among you pleitei cherev, some people who flee the sword and get away bagoyim, and they will go out to other nations, and they'll get spread and scattered throughout other nations. They'll go into exile, and that way they will be saved. That's been one of, not in a pleasant way, but that's been one of the saving graces of the Jewish people, is that we weren't concentrated in any one place so that any one enemy could destroy us conveniently. And the Pasuk Tev, V'zachru fleitechem oti bagoyim asher nishbu sham, asher nishbarti et libam hazone asher sar me'alai, ve'et inehem hazanot acharei gilulehem, v'nakotu bifnehem al ra'ot asher asu l'chol to'avotehem. So these pleitim, these refugees, will remember me, Hashem, in the nations where they're captive there, where they're plate there, and their hearts will have been broken. Asher nishbarti libam means probably, so the Radak has a few explanations. He says, Satav, if I should say, it's like vishavarti, that I broke. And he thinks it's not true, because then there's no reason why it should be a nifal. So he thinks it's that Hashem, in some metaphorical sense, has been hurt by their wandering hearts. Hashem is barti at libam azoneh, shesar me'alai, that has wandered away from me, and their eyes that wander after their gilulim, after all the trouble that they do. So they'll remember me there after they've been taken captive, and after they've been scattered, some of them will remember. V'nakotu bifnehem el ha-ra'ot asher asu, and they'll see, they'll pay attention to their evils that they've done, and then by going after all of their to'evot, all of their terrible things. So the Shira Shirim Rabba suggests that these Pleitim are a specific group of people. They're Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who in the book of Daniel are seen going into the fire because they refuse to worship idols, and they go into the fire and they survive and they come out unscathed. So the Shira Shirim Rabba connects into this prediction of Yechezkel, that there will be some refugees, and they were taken captive at a young age and raised in the palace, and therefore I guess you might have thought that they would forget Hashem, and they are the example of those who will remember Hashem. So in the midst of a prophecy of terrible destruction, we have Yechezkel telling us, though, that some people will remember Hashem. Pasuk Yud, V'yodu'u k'ani Hashem, lo el chinam dibarki lasot lahem hara'ah hazot, and they will understand that I am Hashem, and that it wasn't casually that I predicted or spoke about doing all this evil. So that's a key theme we've already noticed in the book of Yechezkel, and it's going to come up again and again. It's going to come up whenever he discusses reward and punishment and why people get punished and why people don't get punished. So the idea that we're supposed to connect the events that happen to us and the punishments that we get to Hashem and to the evils that we've done is a recurring theme. It's coming up here as well. So that will be part of the question. Will Jews who see all of this destruction going on, will they say, oh, it's Hashem doing it because we've been punished, because we're being punished, because we've done a terrible thing? Or will they simply say, I have no idea why this is happening, it's unfathomable, it's unexplainable, and it's just weird, and Hashem's, there is no justice, and we don't understand Hashem's justice, etc. So that's part of what Hashem is trying to say here, is that after predicting to the people that they were going to exile, now the prediction is phrased towards Hare Yisrael, and speaking about it as being, I wouldn't say a natural event, but an event that happens to nature and to Eretz Yisrael. And the question will be again, who will be sensitive enough to understand the progression of events and to understand that this progression of events is meaningful and has a basis in metaphysical reality? So that is going to be these Pleitim like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And even so, and there are then, at least according to this Medrash, they are an excellent example because they, in their example, show that Hashem can save and does save, not can as in physically can, but Hashem can and does save those who notice Hashem's plan and who follow Hashem's plan and who stay faithful to Hashem, even in the midst of the punishment and of the exile. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Hakei V'chapecha U'recha V'raglecha V'emor Ach, El Kol To'avut Ra'ot Be'Yisrael Asher Bacherev Bar'av V'derev Yipolu. So Hashem says, slap your hands together. Clap your hands. And dig with your legs. So the Radak says when people strike their legs against each other, it's as if they're trying to move the earth underneath them there and say, oi, ach is like, oi vavoi. It's a terrible thing about all these to'avot that the Jews are doing that are going to lead to the sword and the famine and the pestilence to them falling through these things happening to them. So why is the Navi being told to do this? Let's follow it a little further and then we'll see. Ha-rechok b'deri yamut, ha-karo b'cherev yipol. The farther ones away will die by pestilence because there are no, the enemy won't be there, the soldiers won't be there. So they'll flee thinking they got away from the war, so then pestilence will catch them. The closer ones will die by the sword. And those who stay in our, and just sit in the siege, they'll die of famine. V'chileti chamati vam. And Hashem says, and I will use up my anger on them. I will spend my fury on them. And you'll know this Hashem doing it when you see the corpses, the dead, in the idol worship, or around the idol worship, all around the altars, El Kol Givar Ramah, and all of the high places, B'chol Rashi HaHarim, B'tachat Kol Eitz Ra'anan, and all of the tops of the mountains, and under all of the shady trees, the green trees the English has, B'tachat Kol Eila Avuta, and under every leafy oak, Makom Asher Natnu Sham Reach Nichalach L'Gilu Lehem, the place where they sacrificed, and Reach Nichalach is obviously a sarcastic comment, because Hashem always calls a proper korban a reach nichalach. So the reference here to a reach nichalach is pointing out the irony that the Jews try to sacrifice this to their idols. And in seeing this, you'll know that this revenge is coming from Hashem. And then Hashem says, I'll pass his hand over them, and atati et aret shimama umishama mimidbar divlata. Hashem will stretch out his hand, lay the land waste and desolate from the wilderness, as far as divla, b'chol mosh with him, every place where they had lived, v'yad'u k'ni Hashem, and then they'll know that Hashem, that this is Hashem. So again, it goes back to the land, and the prediction for the land is that Hashem is going to remove all of the people, all of the inhabitants, and lay the land waste. Almost as if, not exactly the same thing, but in the time of the Mabul, in the time of the flood, when Hashem lays waste to all of habitation in the name of renewal. So here too, Hashem might be saying, seems to be saying something along those lines to Eretz Yisrael, and that would also explain. So one possibility was there was a little blame to Eretz Yisrael. I think another reasonable possibility within the context of the parak is that it's not that Hashem is blaming Eretz Yisrael, it's that Hashem is promising Eretz Yisrael that it's time of having to suffer and bear up under these gilulim, these idol worships, these fetishes, these toivot, these abominations, these all of those kinds of things is coming to an end, and Hashem is promising it a time of renewal, a time of getting back to what it was supposed to be, what it once was. And the closing, though, via the ukini Hashem, is that watching all this happen is supposed to lead to a certain conclusion. So I think it's interesting in that context that Avot Rabbi Natan, in the first perek, has a whole discussion of how do you know that Hashem finds a way. So it's based on the Mishnah in Avot says, Asu siag la Torah, make a siag, a boundary, a fence, a protective fence around the Torah. So Avos Rabbeinu says, how do you know that Hashem does the same thing? So it points out that the Torah predicts that nations will see the destructions that will happen to us should we be punished by Hashem in the ways that Yechezkel is talking about here. And the nations and the Torah predicts the nation will say, why did Hashem do this? What was all this terrible anger? And that they'll complain about it to Moshe. And they'll say, because he rules the world, he just gets to kill whoever he wants to. What we would today call, people will say, oh, it's a vengeful Old Testament God. That's the way, unfortunately, people around say it. So the Avot Rabbi Natan says, that Hashem makes a siag lidvarav by showing all the people getting punished are being punished for their various sins. So there's the people of Mabul, of the Dor HaMabul, the people of the Dor HaFlag, of the Tower of Babel, the people of Stone. And in each case, Hashem puts in explicitly what they've done wrong here too. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayelchu Vayabdu Elohim Achirim, that Hashem, that they went and they worshipped other gods, other idols, other false gods, and therefore by Yichem Hashem Yalamatam, and that's why Hashem is getting rid of them from the land. And in this discussion of the anger and the sword, the Avot Rabbi Natan quotes as Chema is the Ra'av, that the famine that will be suffered, as the Pasuk says in our parak, V'hanish'ar V'hanatzur B'Ra'av Yamut. So it may be just for that technical detail of understanding what the Ra'av is that we mean, but I think broader than that is that the Avot Rabbi Natan is pointing out that this whole parak is in the context of making those realities true. And it's saying to Hare Yisrael, as if we should understand that our evils in some way hurt, whatever that means to hurt a land, but are offensive and bothersome and problematic to Eretz Yisrael. That's a famous Ramban on Chumash about when the Torah says, Velotaki, warns us not to worship not idols, not to do terrible things, Velotaki ha'aretz etchem, that the land shouldn't spit us out as it spat out those who came before us. So that's one similarity, and here too, so it's a nevuah to the land saying, don't worry, your time is coming to be freed from what's going on for you. But the underlying message of all of that, and the emphasis, is to let us know and to remind us that as these things happen, it's supposed to be seen as a way to make clear that all of this comes from Hashem in response to our having worshipped idols, in response to our wrongs and the things that we've done wrong. So at the very least, if one wanted to be at all comforted by a very difficult haftarah, by a very difficult nevuah, one of the things that could be a comfort is to understand and to recognize that those who do recognize Hashem's role in it and accept it and stay steadfast to it, like Hananiah, Mishael, or Azariah, can, even in the state of being punished by Hashem, even in the time when the punishment is still going on, can nonetheless find remarkable and noteworthy salvation. But the fundamental and necessary factor to earning that and to gaining that is making sure that we understand the messages here, that our abominations, our turning away from Hashem, our insistences on worshiping things that are not true to Hashem and are not what Hashem told us to do and are not what Hashem's message to the world is, so all of that will will lead us away from Hashem and could put us in danger of these kinds of punishments that Hashem is promising to bring on Harei Yisrael in this parak. Have a great day.